coming up, I believe, next week, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong on that. There is a wilderness first responder training that will be taking place over on Prince of Wales Island. This course is for folks with community connections. It is to give them a wilderness treatment program, managing injury illnesses when care is far away. Here to tell us more about that and his wilderness therapy training programs is Cliff Stockton. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Maria?
I'm doing well, and I hope I got that correct, that you are coming up here for this first responder training, which is first aid, essentially, I guess, but you also do wilderness therapy.
That's correct. That actually, kind of a sideways, I got into wilderness medicine was through wilderness therapy. I was running a wilderness treatment program down here in south central Idaho, down the lower 48 for you guys, and got hooked up with Solo out of Conway, New Hampshire, to teach wilderness medicine. Previously, I had been also a member of the National Ski Patrol and had their training, as well as an EMT and an EMTI and all those kind of alphabet soup after your name kind of things. And so it was a real treat for me to become a wilderness first responder instructor for them.
Okay, and speaking about wilderness therapy, I guess that's something I've seen on TV, and I would assume it's something kind of geared toward troubled teens. Is that correct, or are there various different kinds of wilderness therapy?
There's all kinds of various different kinds of wilderness therapy that are going on now. It's kind of a growing field. It kind of came out of the troubled teens stuff. You might have, when you saw it on TV, you might have seen some of the Brat Camp episodes. I don't know if you saw any of those, which were kind of, the ones in the United States were a little bit staged, would be a kind of a good word for it. But wilderness therapy kind of comes out of Utah and kind of developed some programmatics out of there, but it has blossomed throughout the United States and even foreign countries now. So it's all over the place. There's some people that are using wilderness therapy for returning veterans as far as coming back and helping them deal with some of the PTSD issues that they have and returning, coming back. I mean, it's becoming even a form. I know one program that operates up in Alaska someplace that is working with families, mothers, children, dads, and so forth, sea kayaking up in Glacier Bay, I think.
And I guess, as you mentioned, there's many different kinds, but could you give kind of a general overview of how it works? How does wilderness-based therapy work?
Well, the idea of wilderness-based therapy, from my perspective, is that it's really a place that the therapeutic environment, what they call kind of a therapeutic milieu, in a traditional setting, which is kind of an office setting with a therapist, is kind of a contrived place where you're trying to get people to kind of understand the relationship to the outside world by kind of what they call talk therapy, cognitive and behavioral therapy, you can call it that. And wilderness therapy takes it to a whole different level where you work with people while they're interacting with the environment, and they have consequences for their actions, you know, not setting up a good shelter and getting wet because it rains out there, those kind of things, where it's not the adult's fault, it's somebody else's kind of learning moment that you can have. And they don't have the excuses of other things that are going on around them. So it separates them from whatever's going on out there in the world and helps them introduce themselves to some new skills that they can try in kind of a closed environment, but one that's very safe and just kind of interesting because it's outside of most people's experience.
I would imagine it teaches people to work together.
It can do that. I mean, and some programs are set up that way where teamwork is part of it. But there's also programs where they don't do a whole lot of teamwork kind of involvement. The program that Community Connections has, which works with local kids, some from Ketchikan. There's a town south of you guys. I forget what the name of it is. And some kids up on Prince of Wales is working really about, like, on their individual stuff. But they also do group stuff together. So it's both individual and group and teamwork building.
And how long do these sessions, I don't know what you would call them, trips, adventures, usually last?
Fairly long. I mean, I think the kids this year up on Prince of Wales Island will be out there for 7 weeks, is my understanding. Be out there for 7 weeks, 42 days or something like that.
So is that typical? Is that typical, like, that it's usually many weeks long versus, you know, a week or a weekend or something like that. It's usually a fairly fairly extensive commitment.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty. There's another related program that operates up in Wrangell called Alaska Crossings, and they actually operate for the same kind of time period, about 7 weeks. They work with kids from all over Alaska. But yeah, that's a pretty typical kind of time frame. I've worked in some programs down here that have had kids much longer than that, almost double that time frame. It doesn't seem to do any good. After you get, there's kind of a point of diminishing returns, and that period of time is about 7 weeks when people get really comfortable to being out there. They've learned everything that they can learn. They've gained some new skills. So it's a good time frame. It's kind of hard to be out there that long, but it's a lot of fun too as well.
Okay, and you specifically are coming up to do a wilderness first responder training. Explain what that is.
Well, a wilderness first responder training is, it's a 7-day intense kind of wilderness medicine course, and it's really designed for people that are going to be guiding trips in kind of the backcountry, typically when you don't have fast access to medical care. They talk about it being beyond what they call the golden hour. And for you guys up in just about every place up in Alaska is kind of far enough away from definitive care, hospitals and so forth, that you need some kind of training, would be beneficial for just ordinary, your ordinary existence, even being out fishing or hunting. You're just pretty far away from advanced care. So we learn how to deal with injuries and illnesses when we can't get people quickly to a doctor or to a hospital, how to manage them for a longer period of time.
And this is set up specifically through Community Connections. They're bringing you up for this for their folks?
That's correct. For a lot of the state's programs that operate this, I was just taught this same course up in Wrangell a couple weeks ago for the Alaska Crossings Group. The state of Alaska, as well as most state regulations that have wilderness programs, require that their guides have what they call a wilderness first responder training, just for the safety of the participant.
And for this training, you said it's like a 7-day training. You're learning first aid types of things. Are you also learning like what you can use in the environment around you if you do not have supplies?
That's exactly right. Because that's exactly what it is. It's improvising techniques and strategies for how to manage people out there. Yeah, because you don't, I don't know about you, Marie, but you carry a whole bunch of splints around with you to help take care of people that you happen to find that are injured?
I personally don't, no.
Right, exactly. But you do carry some stuff. If you go out hiking or canoeing, you carry something with you. Usually your day pack, some kind of gear that you have along. So it's about utilizing what you have, not to achieve the goal, not bringing stuff with you, because for most of us, we go out there and nothing really happens. But when it does happen, it can be kind of bad.
And a lot of it is you're hoping, aid will come within a certain amount of time, but you need to do what you need to do to keep somebody stabilized until help can arrive.
That's correct. And also, what's going to be the fastest way to get them to the help that they need to get? And just walking through the decision-making process. For me, it's really about thinking about it and how to process information so that you can make the best choices and have a good outcome for your patients that you come across or happen to be with.
Okay.
And for most of us, those are people that we care about and are concerned with. Most of us play in the backcountry with family and friends and lovers.
And is this something, this training, again, has been set up by Community Connections, but are there slots for others if there's someone interested in this?
Yes, there are. They can get in touch with Community Connections, or they can get in touch with me directly, or they can get in touch, find out about the course through Solo. There's a lot of different ways, but yeah, there's some spots available. We will be, at the training that we're going to be holding up on Prince of Wales, we're actually going to hold at one of the Forest Service cabins, the Control A cabin, and there's camping available there, and there's some rooms inside the facility, so we can pack in as much time as we can there. While still having reasonable access to the town, and we'll be out outside a lot because it is a wilderness medicine course.
Okay, and again, that's taking place on Prince of Wales Island. You mentioned the Control Lake Cabin, and it is 7-day commitment, so someone would need to plan ahead. And when does that start? When does that training begin?
The training starts next Saturday, so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, and goes through the following Saturday after that. So the 14th to the 24th, I think.
17th.
What that is. 17th to the 24th.
Saturday to the 17th. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to add?
No, just thanks for having me on, and I hope you guys are having a good day up there. How's the weather up? I haven't gone through yet.
Well, so. it's pretty good right now. Partly cloudy, and supposed to stay that way for a while. But around here, the rains usually come. So
I'll be sure and bring my extra tufts up there when I come.
There you go.
Stay dry.
All right.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Thank you so much. Cliff Stockton, again, he is conducting a wilderness first responder training. It begins next Saturday on Prince of Wales Island. It's a 7-day, 8-day almost, event. So if you are interested in learning more about that, you can contact Community Connections, who is actually bringing him up here to work with some of their guides who work with youth in their wilderness program.